time to press which particular button to obviously prepare people for this musical treat that obviously is Michelle Monroe time.
It would be the Michelle Monroe button.
Hi, this is Michelle Monroe, popping in for my regular spot on Siren 107.3 FM. This week's choice is a song written by Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner from the musical On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. The show was first produced on Broadway in 1965 and later became a movie starring Barbara Streisand and Yves Montand. In fact, it's just been revived as a new production with Harry Connick Jr. My father recorded the song in 1966, and with an arrangement by Billy May for his album Invitation to Broadway, it was issued the following year. The show is all about extrasensory perception and past lives, and I can foresee that I'll be back with you next week on the midweek drive. But in the meantime, here's my father singing Come Back to Me.
From the shore, ride the wind to my door, turn the blue, curse your soul, when will you come back to me? Have you gone to the moon, or the corner saloon, and to rack and to ruin, mademoiselle, where on earth can you be? In a crate, in a trunk, on a horse, or on a drunk, in a Rolls or a van, wrapped in mink or saran, any way that you can, come back to me, come back to me, come back to me, come back to me. Come back to me.
And he has, of course, Dee, because, you know, we did say it was high time we featured him on the production scenario. And lo and behold, a bit like Buses, you see, he does a show on our sister piece on Southside Broadcasting, our sister station, on the Saturday. And now he's back on the midweek drive after a gap of a year and a half, nearly 2 years since he's last actually been in. Whom could I be referring to, Dee?
I have no idea.
Yeah, unbelievable. And you're from the lands that actually celebrates the Steelmeister like
Sorry,
nobody
Bill
else.
Bill Steele, of yeah, course. Exactly. I grew up with Bill Steele's face every night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well.
Yeah. Every night, Bill.
Literally like that. That came out totally wrong, didn't it?
Clearly the IRT. You see, finally, Bill, we found the sort of master plan, you know, the former Bill Steelettes that are actually still out there in the land, etc., seeking to do connections with your good self on radio. How are you, Bill?
I've enjoyed that Matt Monro song. Great, isn't it?
It's fantastic stuff and brilliant
stuff.
Yeah. It's astoundingly, when I was actually going round the assembled team today, Bill, we were sort of talking about Bill, so I said, well, you're a bit like sort of Peter Levy in terms of the sort of East Midlands, etc.
Harry
Gratian, as opposed to Carrie Gratian, the little-known, lesser, younger brother of Harry, of course. And doing sort of wondrous stuff from that. But then, of course, Hannah saved the day again. Although, strangely enough, she says, you haven't taken a decent photograph of me yet, I said. It's rubbish, Hannah. You know, you actually are on. In fact, you know, yourself, Natalie, and Tiffany are actually on the masthead now of the Southside Broadcasting, you know, page on,
oh,
on
gosh.
Yes.
I'm not liking the sound of that, Alex.
At all. Just go to facebook.com/ Southside Broadcasting and you will see yourselves there. Full force. Put it up on the system now. However, the exciting thing, Bill, is once we found out about Bernard McKenna once again.
Oh, yes.
That's it. So whilst I actually pull up the necessary Facebook page, I'll let Hannah take over the interviewing duties.
Bill, how was it being on Coronation Street? Because I'm a massive fan of the show.
Yep.
And,
it was great. I was on for about a year, I think. I did about three episodes, I guess.
I've got four on this.
Maybe four.
Come on now, Bill. I mean, you know, it's 6 o'clock on a Wednesday evening. I know it might be 10 a.m. in Los Angeles, but please, you know, let's get ourselves together now, please.
But was it fun doing filming, and what was kind of your favourite part of being on the show?
The favourite part was doing the recording, basically. We were usually on location because they allocated me a house, a real house, and we used to ship out there, you know, in the limos and get set up and then do the day shoot at this the house, which was my house. And the people who lived there. I never met them, but I know what they're like, because I saw their record collection and their book collection and the cups and saucers.
Momentary introduction there. Record, it's what people used to have vinyl. It's like a 20th century thing from the last century.
Oh, yes, the records, yeah.
These days it's tracks on portable media players. Yeah, we don't want you to go sketch on us, Bill.
I was going retro, you see.
Exactly. Oh, you know, you're so... Oh, never mind.
Sketched,
exactly. It's so astounding. Nice to see that using the Facebook media. Lily Holliman has actually put up a Facebook routine, and you'll appreciate this, Bill, knowing the number of years we've worked together, in 1 hour and 5 minutes, for she actually uploaded this 34 minutes ago.
Excellent.
I will have the honour to be a guest on the brilliant Alex Levchuk's radio show Midweek Drive on Siren FM in the UK and available as a podcast on Southside Broadcasting. 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Wow.
Give a listen, to which the actor Tucker Smallwood has already said, enjoy, and I hope you're feeling better. I like to feel this show actually heals where other shows, you know, it's like, you know, if you're listening to the whole thing, just reach out, feel that positivity going through the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Splendid stuff. Don't forget, of course, Bill Steele's son, Christian, is a stand-up comedian now, behind what used to be the Iron Curtain. But in which particular part is he performing now?
He flies off, where are we now? I think day after tomorrow he's off.
It's fantastic. You know, this after he starred with Kenneth Branagh in a movie all about Scott of the Antarctic.
That's the one, yeah.
Well, you see, I haven't done it yet. Tiffany, questions for
Shackleton, Bill. Rather.
Shackleton.
Shackleton,
Scott, easily confused. One went out for a little while, one didn't, but there we are.
Yep.
Tiffany.
What are you most proud of in your acting career?
What I'm most proud of in my acting career? That's a difficult one. Live theatre's always good, you know. So I remember I was very proud of playing the lead in My Fair Lady. You know, the Rex Harrison, the Professor Higgins part.
By George, I think he's got it.
That's it, which is the biggest...
The Emperor's Ballroom tonight? Sorry, I'm misquoting here. It's a Pygmalion sort of scenario, Phil.
There's a connection. Oh. So that was good to do that live, because, you know, live theatre, you know, every night of the week, and we sold out. And I had a crack at that twice, which was lovely.
Now, there is a connection, Bill, apart from, of course, the Northeastern links between yourself and Dee, because Dee, a few years ago, months ago, I don't know, you was actually one of Metro FM's fine commercial producer writer thingy people.
Yes.
All right.
Mm.
And I believe, Dee, that you were quite shocked to find that the plaque which says Bill Steele helped launch this station is no longer in full public view here.
No, I didn't notice.
Outrageous, Bill. I'm gonna...
Sorry.
Yes, I didn't quite launch the station. I was a couple of years after it opened, I was asked to go and do the breakfast show.
I'm looking at Bill Steele on Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, although, as we obviously say, students, please, if you are thinking of citing using Wikipedia, don't. You know, it's all right as a starter, but you don't want to actually fulfil the whole thing with just Wikipedia references. It's not good, because as you find out, you know, if you actually took this quite literally, you will find, see sort of quotes from this sort of thing, that, yes, Bill Steele, actually, as we were working through this the other day, 1967, good heavens. Did we have good heavens, yes. He left his native northeast England and moved to Manchester.
Well, I still worked here as well.
You see? There you go, exactly.
I was transmission controller at Tyne Tees Television, right? Mm. And then I went to Manchester to do news continuity, the ABC Television, with my dear friend David Hamilton. He was there, and John Benson, of course.
Yes,
so that was the setup there.
It's the sale of the century with a Fulham supporter.
Well, that was... at Anglia and the Norwich, so that came later on. But I did that, and then ABC became Thames TV in London, so I moved to Thames as well. But I was still working at Tyne Tees Television.
Let's just read this through on the Wikipedia entry, because obviously we need to put this right. In 1967, he left his native North East and moved to Manchester, where he presented the ABC Weekend News, but later moved to ABC's Midlands operation and became its chief announcer until 1968, when the Czechoslovakian Revolution started. Oh, no, sorry, I have to delete that. When the station's staff were redeployed to the company's brand new London broadcaster, Thames Television.
Thames TV, yeah.
There are people these days who, if you simply said or even sung, dan, dan, da, 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 da. You'd think it's the Benny Hill show all over again.
It is.
That's Sean my age now.
Well, there we are. Bill Steele has also had plenty of experience as a radio presenter. It's a bit like introducing you as Mr. Universe, Bill, in this particular instance.
Very good. What?
Mr. Universe, you know. Bill Steele has also had plenty of experience as a radio presenter. He was the first breakfast show DJ for the Northeast's first commercial radio station,
Wrong.
Metro Radio, in 1973. Wasn't, you say. Wasn't. I'm sorry, Hannah. You know, I know it's disillusioned you, but that, you know.
Wikipedia has let me down.
Wikipedia does, but yes, right.
Exactly.
They have one or two little things there which are wrong.
Exactly.
You know, Bill, you should get on there and sort it all out. Correct it all.
Me? I think I should, yeah. Probably.
Who's written it then?
Well, it was.
I don't know.
An avid fan.
Someone who's followed your every move, Bill.
Yeah. Yes, they have.
Well, not every move, because something's
shadowed.
Wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Before knowing his time at Tyne Tees was drawing to a close. Now, you see, I'd say that's grammatically incorrect. I mean, are we surely you couldn't before knowing, unless you actually had a comma, you know, before knowing his time at Tyne Tees was drawing to a close. Bill accepted an offer to present a once... Oh, you could, actually. Sorry, I'm being grammatically pedantic here. Bill accepted an offer to present a once-a-week Sunday afternoon request programme for Gateshead-based Century FM in 1994. That's when I started work at the University of Humberside. Strange how our parallel careers have actually worked in completely different directions. So, wonderful stuff from that point of view. Bill, moving on to other weekend and evening programmes. Actually, I did sit in on a couple of the shows that you did, though, and you kind
yeah,
of
you did, yeah.
You did, yeah, outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, I think I started doing one, and then I finished up doing about seven a week. It was.
I feel Bill. Well, I don't obviously feel Bill in a kind of emotional sense, but you know.
Careful, not
part of the exactly. I would like to say that, you know, some of the things I saw you sort of gravitate towards there certainly helped me with the midweek drive today in terms of the general practice. Of course, I don't get paid anything, but then the situation hasn't changed from that point of view, so we carry on regardless. Splendid. Tiffany, any questions for Bill? Because you're looking a little bit bemused now, thinking, what strange, wonderful superstar have we brought upon the world here?
Yeah. Mm. I haven't got my own Wikipedia entry.
Not yet, Tiffany.
Not yet.
Only a matter of time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dee.
Well, as I said so wrongly at the beginning, I remember Bill most from watching the news.
All
and
right.
I would like to ask about that, really. How did you find that? Did you enjoy it? What was it like working under pressure to time constraints and restrictions, always having to round up to a certain time, etc.?
Well, it's like anything. It's you know, you do it, you train to get experience and hopefully get a bit better at it. It has to run to time exactly, and it's always nice to do the news because it's of the moment. And when I did the news, when I was linkman on the Northern Life, you know, the magazine program, that was good fun.
Cause yeah.
Special guests and sports and celebrities. So that was really exciting stuff. Yeah.
Bill, crucial question there to
yeah.
actually sort of address this whole sort of things. Let's assume, hypothetically, a friend, all right, let's just hang on, so, is actually writing an application letter to a local newspaper. Okay, sort of happens, etc. They want a kind of covering letter. What sort of thing would you actually suggest that they should possibly put into that covering letter to actually say, I want that job, I want to actually connect together? What sort of thing should they be doing?
What, to write for which job we're talking about?
Let's
which
just one? Say a local newspaper, all right? I mean, I could say Selby Gazette, but that might point it down to too many people. You know,
what, to apply for a job at the Selby Gazette? Is that what
well,
saying?
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. What should you say? Just say that, you're very keen on news, blah, blah. You familiarise yourself with the newspaper and who's the editor. Mm. Don't walk in there not knowing. And that's it.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, tell the truth. Very good. Does that help, Hannah?
Well, I don't actually know where Selby is.
Nice.
don't tell them that.
You can't.
Straight out the door, yeah.
Bless our heart.
You didn't know the Selby rail crash, did you not?
No, yeah, it's a long time. It wasn't on Coronation Street. There was a different crash in Coronation Street. Yeah, you've got to focus
yeah,
on
it. Yeah, we've got a Wikipedia and look up Selby.
Thanks.
It's not known for brilliant things.
I wouldn't say that, Natalie. I mean, it's only a matter of time before we actually bring into a whole heap of other things. Bill, have you got any questions you want to put to either Natalie, Tiffany, Dee, or indeed Hannah? We have three journalism undergraduates, and in the case of Dee, a postgraduate with an MA in radio production, plus heaps of other goodies, plus, of course, her very own. In fact, she might be calling upon your good self to voice over various things for
yeah.
all sorts of things, for Purple Tree Creative Productions.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, whom would you like to speak to, Bill?
Well, I'll just speak to them all, really. What do you fancy doing? Do you fancy doing print journalism, radio journalism, or TV journalism?
Ah, well, let's go to Tiffany for that one.
I'm not sure yet. Either radio or TV, probably, yeah.
Rather than print?
I think so, yeah.
That's
all right. It's still early days.
Exactly. Lester, it's only a few months, so you'll be a second year as opposed to a first year. You know, life continues in all sorts of ways, and very exciting. Natalie?
Either radio or print.
Yeah. Not TV, eh?
Not TV, no.
And despite the investigative journalism, she even had Angela Rippon seeking therapy after our last interview. It's last time. Amazing. And how John Pilger reacted.
Not.
Positive stuff on that side of things. Now, Natalie's dissertation, of course, was...
Oh, I've forgotten all about it now, Alex. No, it was the analysing the propaganda in the press prior to the invasion of Iraq in 2003.
All right, well done, excellent.
Yeah. I would have paid good money for Bill during his Century days to actually said, now we're going to analyse the propaganda in the press prior to the Iraq invasion of 1993. It's wonderful.
It?
Yeah, it would have worked well. It would have sorted its own through. Hannah.
I'm kind of more focused on radio, I think. It's definitely
my
favourite one of the
three. Why do you like radio best?
Because I don't have to be seen.
Ah.
No, it's much more fun, and I think that you get a certain different kind of atmosphere from radio than you do from TV.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Webcams, of course. Multi-platform delivery. It's all fair. I get used to the visualisation of the media. It's the important thing from that perspective.
Uh-huh.
And Dee, this is your first experience of, as we refer to it, Southside Southern Station, Siren 107.3 FM. Are you progressing? Let's talk about Purple Tree Creative Productions. Because not only that, you also bring up three children.
Yes,
just random souls you actually happened upon on the street, I think, Bill. But no, that's all right.
Actually, it's five now and one.
Five. Yep.
Yeah.
And
it grows every day, it seems.
That's And she's decided to take up residence in Redcar. It's a strange scenario, but still. Anyway, Dee, what's your sort of response to Bill's question about, you know, where are we going? What are we doing? I forget what your question was, actually,
where
now, Bill.
Who are we? Who am I?
Short-term memory's gone.
Well, actually, you know what it is? I'm quite impressed with Siren FM. I am. I'm quite impressed with the variety. I'm quite impressed with the studios and with the output in general, yeah. I'm very impressed.
Tragically, Bill has not been at the
university...
tragically, Bill has not been at the studios of Siren since they were built.
Yeah. No, I haven't, no.
When Bill was last on the University of Lincoln campus, this place here was simply a store cupboard in the Learning Resource Centre.
Oh, is that where you are? Yeah, right.
Many people start from cupboards.
Exactly.
There's nothing
so
wrong in that.
And then they emerge like blossoming flowers.
I came out of the closet, yes, right, yeah.
No. Yeah, you see.
I didn't like it, but I went back in again.
And that's the reason Bill Steele succeeded in the after-dinner circuit, whereas Neville Wanless had more challenges. You know, he needed to work on a script. You know, it's all crucial stuff on that basis. Dee, any other questions you want to put to Bill Steele, the Steelmeister, MC Steele, and his magical Bill Steele Wales?
What exactly are you doing these days?
What am I doing? Not an awful lot. I'm just sort of resting, basically. I run a company called Media Manners Limited, and that is media training, where I train businessmen how to behave in front of TV cameras and sometimes university people as well.
Outrageous.
University lecturers on on that theme. So that comes along. I do a lot of after-dinner speaking, but nothing TV or radio-wise at all. That's all gone a bit quiet that way.
Well, clearly, Bill, we're going to have to address this in all sorts of ways. Otherwise, how can we possibly actually be true to this little ident?
Check out the online interviews, audio postcards, and more from the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com.
Isn't that impressive?
Why,
but
mighty fine.
Yeah, mighty fine, exactly. It's always nice to work through that whole basis because we're only a matter of 14 minutes now before we actually go live to Los Angeles. Sarah Huntley is lined up very shortly to touch base on a whole variety of other bits and pieces. The last two questions for Bill Steele, please. Tiffany.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yes, I have. Yes, it always is with Southside. It's lovely. Thank you.
Okay, and also, can we look forward to hearing from you in the near future?
If I'm asked, I'll come back on like a shot. Thank you.
Yeah, you see, this is the bottom line, Bill Steele. We really don't have to get you down to the studio, but
all right.
The whole family down, Isabel, fly over Christian from Croatia. By the way, How's he finding those creation audiences? Has he tested them as yet? Is he?
Well, no, he's not there yet. I hope they speak English, because I mean that's going to be a problem if they don't. But Christian's, he can handle audiences, so that it'll be interesting.
I'm sure he can, and will be.
There's
doing...
down there now, so she'll be flying off. I think he's flying off Thursday.
Well, there you go. Life continues. Bill Steele will return. Have they left you all alone then, Bill? I mean, is that...
Yes, it's just me and the tortoise.
Good, unbelievable. Yeah, there we are. Still there. And the tortoise's name is?
Josephine.
Josephine the tortoise has such a lovely ring.
I think we've just found out your next career, Bill. The tale of Bill Steele, continuity announcing, news reading, and Josephine.
And Josephine.
The tortoise.
Yeah.